All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 132 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. The little town I grew up in, Dunbar, West Virginia, we had this store. It was very much like a Kmart. It was called Murphy's Mart. It's a regional thing, but it was called Murphy's Mart, but everybody just called it Murphy Mart for some reason. The S was dropped, and ironically, in the same shopping center was a Kroger, and everybody called that Kroger's. So they took the S off Murphy's and added it to the Kroger. So it's Murphy Mart and Kroger's. I don't know why. I'm just reporting. I'm just merely a reporter here. But anyway, it was like a Kmart type. You know, I don't know what you call it. Big discount store type deals. And it was in this shopping center that they built when I was in elementary school. And I can pretty much, I mean, it was like a huge deal. I mean, that was a monumental thing that happened in our little town. And I can still remember, I'm going to try to run down the stores that were in this shopping center when it first opened. So there was Murphy's. People called it Murphy's when they dropped the Mart, but they called it Murphy Mart. If they kept the Mart, they called it Murphy Mart. But if they didn't include the Mart, they did call it Murphy's, you know. So anyway, so there's Murphy's. You move down the line, there's like Kelly and Cohen, which was like some kind of like electronics store, like a Circuit City, Best Buy, much smaller though. It feels like there might have been those Radio Shacks over there. I'm not 100% sure. It feels like there was like one of those jewelry stores. jewelry stores. There was a Hallmark store called the Hello Shop. And we used to walk by there. This is, you ready for comedy? All right. We used to walk by there, open the door, and yell, "Hello!" All right, I told you. Hope you were prepared for that. It was called the Hello Shop, and there was a drugstore called Revco. Used to be a big chain. I don't know. They got gobbled up by, I don't know who owns them now, but so Revco, and then the Kroger store on the end, all right? So that's one line there. I'm not 100%. I'm pretty sure there was a Radio Shack in there. That's the only one I'm unsure about, and I don't remember the name of the jewelry store. All right, so then there was another. It was like an L-shaped deal, but they weren't connected. So there was another row of stores, like, nearby. It's like an L-shaped deal. And so on the end, there was a House of Toys. There was Graziano's Pizza, or Graziano's, depending on who you're talking to. And they used to run ads all the time. Graziano's, a make of the best of pizza, right? Then next to that was this weird shop called Unisex. Very strange. I don't know what the hell. It was like almost like a head shop, you know. They sold like blacklight posters and stuff like that. It didn't last very long. And then there's like, Tape City, which is a record store. Falk's Sporting Goods. A restaurant called The King's Table. I don't know. Did I miss anything? I can't remember. It feels like there might have been something in there that I'm forgetting. And then down at the other end, after the King's Table, it all gets blurry. I don't know. It's like all women's clothing, like Fashion Bug and shit like that. I don't know. After you get past the King's Table, it's just a big blur for me. But anyway, so this big shopping center, Murphy Mart, was the anchor of the whole thing. And Kroger, you know, those two stores. But we used to go to this Murphy Mart all the time and just hang out in there. I mean, it was like a playground to us when we were kids. And I don't know, looking back on it as an adult, well, on paper, you know, technically an adult, I look back on it and I'm like, how in the hell did we not get lifetime bans from that place? Seriously. I mean, we were like little shitheads running rampant through there. And we barely ever got in trouble. There's only a couple times that I can recall having any kind of like interaction with security or management or anything like that. And for the most part, we just like ran free in that place. And nobody ever said anything to us. It's like, it's amazing to me. We used to do all kinds of stuff in there that would probably end up on CNN if it happened today. Although, I don't know. It's hard to tell because it feels like there's all kinds of shit that goes on and nobody cares about anymore. And then small things get amplified. I don't know. So I don't know where it would fall into the whole scheme. But anyway, we used to go in there, and for the most part, I mean, they had good stuff in there. It was a fun place to just, like, you know, if you were in there legitimately just killing time. They had a record section. They had a, you know, music. Go in there, flip through their albums and stuff. Thing about it is, the people that worked there didn't know jack shit, right? They couldn't find it with both hands. And I used to go in there and, like, just flip through, and they'd have like you'd flip through the comedy section, and it would have like the first two Elvis Costello albums in there. Like, they'd put Elvis Costello in comedy, and there was this mediocre punk band called Lords of the New Church. They had that in gospel, you know. It's like, that's definitely not gospel. I mean, it has Steve Bader's on lead vocal. So, anyway, but they had a record section there. They had a pretty big book section, and they had a little cafeteria thing in the back. They had sporting goods, and it was a pretty good place if you just wanted to kill some time, just walk around Murphy Mart. And it was also a great time for shithead kids to also kill some time. And we used to get into some shenanigans in there, right? The only time that I can remember getting in trouble, and I had nothing to do with this, but somebody broke a vase in there. Somebody went running around some corner, knocked a vase over, and it busted on the floor. And they came over and started yelling at us. I didn't break it. I was just there. Also, I remember I've told this story before. This is by far the biggest trouble we ever got in. Me and my friend Mike went in there one day, and we went into the men's room, and there was some guy in there taking a dump over in the corner stall. And we had pockets, you know, we had firecrackers in our pockets, and which was, you know, not unusual. We're always walking around with explosives in our jeans pockets or whatever. And so we take this firecracker and we sit it on the edge of the sink with the wick hanging over the edge, you know. And we just calmly light the thing and walk away, right? So we're walking towards the exit through the garden center. You with me? All right, we light the thing. And we just calmly start walking towards the exit through the garden center. Before we could get a third of the way there, there was an explosion like something out of Hiroshima. I mean, it was like shockingly loud. I mean, it was like so loud. It sounded like somebody let off a stick of dynamite in that store. And, I mean, it was like both of us were like, oh, shit, I think we made a tactical error. You know, and I don't know what happened to that guy, but if he had constipation problems, I guarantee you one thing, problem solved. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so we just kept walking. We're like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, you know, walking towards the exit, and we get all the way out, and we're walking across the parking lot. We're just walking purposefully, you know, trying to act all nonchalant about it. And, couple of security guys comes over there and they start hassling us, and they're like, basically they're shoving us around a little bit, you know, getting a little physical with us. They're super pissed off. So we get corralled back in the store, and they shove us through the door, like bouncing us off the wall every once in a while. And they take us back into the inner sanctum of this place, some area that we'd never seen before. There's these, like, women sitting in there behind desks, you know, and they're all just looking at us like, you know, looking at us with disapproval. All these, like, you know, women in there typing. I don't know what the hell. I don't know. What goes on in the inner sanctum of a store like that? And so they're all looking at us. We're like taking the walk of shame. And they take us back in this room. They start asking us a bunch of questions like we're in a police station. And they want to know our name and telephone number and all this stuff. I gave them mine. I told them the truth. And then when they get to Mike, Mike says that his name is, are you ready for this? Zippo Hartley. He tells the guy that his name is Zippo Hartley. And he gives them a completely fake telephone number. And then the guy's like, okay, it's all right. All right, Zippo, listen. And and I'm sitting over there trying not to laugh. And the guy's calling him Zippo. It's like unbelievable. So they call my parents. I mean, there's nobody home. My parents work all the time. They're like, we're not letting you go until somebody's notified. I don't know. I think I gave them my number. I told them my mom works at the bank, I think, because I wanted to get out of there, you know. And they contacted her. They called the bank, Bank of Dunbar, and they let us go. And then I was like, man, we're going to get in super big trouble. They could never get a hold of Mrs. Hartley. You know, that was never, they were, somehow they were unable to reach Mr. or Mrs., you know, Zippo Hartley Sr. You know, they weren't able to reach him. But anyway, so we were walking home. We're like, oh, man, we're going to get in deep trouble. This is going to be bad, you know. So there's this meeting, you know. Everybody convenes at Mike's parents' house, Mike's house. And I don't think my dad was there. I think he was working. He was a firefighter, so he worked these 24-hour shifts. I don't think he was there. It feels like it was Mike's mom and dad and my mom, right? And me and Mike, of course. We all meet at Mike's house, and you know, they think it's hilarious. You know, they don't think it's well. They didn't. They said, you know, don't do stupid shit like that, is basically what they were telling us. Like, what? Why did you think that was a good idea? You know, that was the whole thing. But they didn't really, it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, it was like, there was like jokes about that guy who was in the corner stall. There was a lot of jokes about him. And, you know, it was pretty much just like, they just laughed it off. But they told us, don't do stupid shit like this. What are you thinking? You know, that kind of thing. I could tell you one thing. If I'd have been with Steve and his mother had gotten involved in this, oh, my God. It would have been the hugest thing ever. Ever. Mike's mom and dad and my mom, they're just like, well, you know, don't do stupid shit like that. All right? That's stupid. But I bet you that guy in the corner stall, I bet you he, I bet he, I wonder what happened with him, you know, that kind of stuff. So that happened. Those are the only two times that I can remember ever being hassled by anybody in that store. And there was a lot of ridiculous stuff that went on there. I remember this one guy, Dan Jones. Should I say his name? Probably shouldn't say his entire name. But I went to school with him, graduated with him. We were in there one day. He takes listen to this. This is wild. He takes a fire extinguisher off of a post in the middle of the store. He takes a fire extinguisher. It's hanging off a post in the middle of the store, and squirts it at some woman, at like another shopper. Like shoots, like sprays her with foam and stuff. Like what the? Like I couldn't believe it, and I don't even remember anybody. I mean, she, of course, she wasn't very happy about this. as you might expect. But I don't remember, I mean, it was a long time ago, and I don't remember anybody getting in trouble for that. He takes a fire extinguisher off of a hook and sprays some woman in the side of the face with, like, some kind of chemical, foam, some kind of foamy chemical. I don't know. That one's blurry, but it certainly happened. The stuff that's more, the stuff that I can remember more clearly is I'm gonna tell you about right now. There was this so I told you there was like a cafe in the back. You could go in there and get a ham sandwich, hot dog, whatever. You can get ice cream. You can get sundaes, like ice cream sundaes. They had good food in there. It was all the way in the back of the store, in the center, right in the middle of the back. And semi nearby, on the right hand side, if you walk through the front door, over on the right hand side, sorta in the back, like two-thirds of the way back, was the sporting goods department. And we used to go in there, and when I think about this, it just, like, blows my mind. I mean, we should have been banned for two lifetimes each for this. But we used to go into the sporting goods department, and we'd take handballs, like little, you know, a handball. You know how they're hard. You know, and they're small and they're hard. We also would take tennis balls, and we would throw them from the sporting goods department over into the cafe, into the cafeteria part. So we just fling the things over there just blindly, and there'd be people sitting in there eating, and there'd be a handball come flying in. And we started doing this thing where one of us would go watch to see what happened when the handball or the tennis ball would land, and then somebody else would do the throwing, and then there'd be a person, you know, to report what happened. So I can remember I was on the reporting side one time, and there was this guy sitting in there eating, and this ball, I can't remember if it was a tennis ball or a handball. I mean, we were equal opportunity flingers. Hits, like, literally right in the middle of his meal. And there's, like, French fries flying up in the air. And the guy's like, what the? He's, like, looking all around, totally confused. And the thing hit right in the center of his table. And French fries went airborne. And he's, like, you know, he's like, backing away from it. Like, you know, he doesn't know what the hell's going on. Needless to say, I was laughing my ass off, and it's like, now that I think about it, you know, should have received a couple of lifetime bans. We did that all the time. That was not a one-time thing. That was one of our things that we did. Nobody said a word to us about it. I mean, that's amazing. Another thing we used to do is we used to go into the area where they sold. Well, it was the LP, you know, the music section. They had stereos in there, too. And we used to crank. Okay. Well, all right, this is a million years ago. But they had these stereo systems, you know, in there that you could buy. And they had every once in a while, like two or three spots down the line, they had an 8-track tape that was attached to a chain. It was one of these demonstration tapes. So you could, like, push the thing in there and, you know, check out to see how good the speakers are, you know, how it sounds to you. And on this thing, it was just a collection of, like, sound effects. It was just a demonstration tape. So we'd go in there. We used to do this all the time, too, like, all the time. This is not a one-off. We used to go in there, and we'd shove that 8-track in, turn the volume up as loud as it would go. I mean, completely max the thing out, and just start purposely walking away. And the thing would, like, it would, there'd be like a, there was, it wouldn't immediately start playing. It would take, you know, there'd be a few seconds, so you could get out of the record section into the book section before the thing would start cranking off. And the thing was, like, it said something like, Krako 8-track stereo. Like, so there was some guy, it was like he was singing it. I don't want to sing it for you. 8-track stereo. And it, and then the thing was, then there's like some kind of synthesizer sound. Things go wow, 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 wow. You know, and it was like soup. You could hear it all over the store. And then there'd be like all these sound effects, like sirens, dogs barking, you know, all this stuff. And it was like super loud. You could hear it all over the store. And we thought that was hilarious. We'd turn that thing up sky high and it would start crying. Those guys would be like running. The people at work back there would be running for the stereo, trying to turn it down. And we'd be over in the book section, just buckled over in laughter. I mean, we considered that to be the pinnacle of comedy, you know? And we did that shit all the time. It was ridiculous. I don't know. How are we allowed to be in that store? How? But anyway, it was good times. It was a lot of fun. We had a blast in there, and they didn't hassle us for the most part. So there you go. All right, we're already 20 minutes into this thing. I have a couple follow ups from the biggest best bang for the best bang for the buck in the fast food realm. The best fast food bang for the buck. All right, had two people call. Two folks called the hotline and have some feedback for you. So the first one's from our old friend Eugene from Wheeler's Dog Podcast, which I recommend highly. Check that out. He has his suggestion, and it's right here.
Hey, Jeff K. It's Eugene from the Wheeler's Dog Podcast. Checking in on the more bang for the buck or the bang for the buck on fast food. I'd have to go with Hardee's. Some places it's Carl's Jr., but they've got hand-breaded chicken tenders, 5-piece combo, $5. That comes with fries and soft drink, and I just put one down. You got me thinking about it. Another place, it's regional here through Virginia, North Carolina, maybe South Carolina, maybe even Tennessee. Place called Cookout. They have like a $5 tray with a hamburger. You get a choice of all kinds of different things. And it's like a side item and two things like either nuggets or barbecue sandwich or a burger or something like that with a drink. It's a great special there too. But yeah, I got to go Hardee's with those 5-piece tenders.
I don't think I've been to a Hardee's in 20 years. I mean, I know they at some point they combined with Carl's Jr. as you mentioned, but I don't know. I haven't been to one. Are they good? I don't know. The thing about Hardee's is they've always been around. Everywhere I've lived, there's been Hardee's for a long, long. So I've been, you know, I'm old. So, but and it felt like they didn't know what their identity was. So for a while. They would be like a burger place trying to compete with McDonald's and Burger King, and then they'd be a chicken place trying to compete with KFC, and then they'd be a roast beef place trying to compete with Arby's. They didn't have their own identity. It was like I don't know, and then they like went full in on breakfast. I don't know. It was like really weird. I know they're combined now with I think. Carl's Jr. bought them out, and they're basically Carl's Jr. at this point. Carl's Jr. is a West Coast chain, which I always enjoyed. So if they're the same as Carl's Jr., I would say Hardee's are good. I haven't been in one in many, many years. That sounds like a pretty good deal. I like the chicken tenders. You get 5 of them and a drink, and you said fries too. Sounds like a pretty good deal. It's a solid entry. So thanks for calling. I appreciate it. I might check them out. I know there's one over in Wilkes-Barre, close to where I work. I should go. I should check out the Hardee's. I don't ever think about that. So, yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling, Eugene. As always, everybody check out the Wheeler's Dog Podcast. Very good. Very funny. And the second entry is from Patrick. And here it is.
Hey, Jeff. This is Patrick from Memphis, Tennessee. I've weighed in here a couple of times on the show. I'd like to give my opinion about the best bang for the buck for $10. I think your Domino's pizza for $7.99, I think you said, well, that's a fantastic choice. I like it. And you immediately shot down Taco Bell. And, you know, it's, I agree. It's good, but it's not the greatest. But hear me out for a sec. They have these $5 boxes, or for $5 you get like your, you know, the burrito, whatever the fuck of the day, and you get like another, like something else, plus a taco, plus a little cinnamon crisp dessert thing, plus a drink for $5. And with tax here in Tennessee out of the door, it's like, I don't know, like $5.65 or something like that. So, comes in way underneath your $10 ceiling. But anyway, that's the one that works for me. I like it. Like I said, like $6, man, it's a complete meal and it's way underneath $10. That's my bang for the buck. Anyway, enjoy it. Keep up the good work. I will, talk to you then. See you.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. All right. Okay. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but those box deals, they are very good. However, those ones where they combine a whole bunch of stuff together, there's always one thing in there I don't like. You know, there's always, and it's like enough to like, I don't know. I mean, it is a good deal. And that's a solid offering from Patrick. Thank you. But it feels like everything, whenever they combine a bunch of stuff together into a box like that at the Taco Bell, there's always one thing in there I'm like, I don't think I like that, you know. I mean, Taco Bell, all they do is they have the same ingredients and they just reconfigure them over and over again. Like, everything's the same, but I don't know. For some reason, there's always one thing I'm like, I don't know. It's disqualifying. However, they have this thing right now called the Grande Nacho Box. $5, like you say. And it's a box, and it's just loaded. I mean, I'm talking a large amount of nachos or whatever you call those things, Nacho Bel Grande type stuff. And it's like it says two times the beef. So they're heavy handed with the beef, which is appreciated. It's got the cheese on it. And it's got other shit on there. It's really good, and it's tasty. You get a soda with it, and it feels like it's like $10 worth of food for $5. It's a hell of a deal. I think that's a limited time thing, but I've been hitting that shit up left and right because it's gonna go away. It's perfect. So you're right on the money, Patrick. I don't like some of those boxes. I don't like the way they combine together. Just random things from the menu, because there's always one or two components I don't really like. But in theory, you're right. If you like all that stuff, it is a great deal. In that Grande box, that nacho, Grande Nacho box, that shit is solid, you know. All right. I mean, I'll vouch for that. All right, we're at the end of this thing. I tried to record this yesterday. It turned into chaos. It turned into a shouting. I was standing in the middle of my living room shouting, yelling like a maniac, like a madman. I don't want to get into all that. But anyway, seems like we successfully got it done today. I appreciate you guys listening. If you want two of these a week instead of just one, man, that's easy to do. Head on over to Patreon. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll get an extra episode every week. Not every once in a while. Not every month. That's for suckers. Now every week, $4. Put it on a credit card. It comes out at the first of every month. Nobody will notice it because it's $4. And you'll double down on the Surf Report podcast. So do it today, patreon.com/JeffK. If you want to call in like Eugene and Patrick did, I'd like for you to do that too. I invite you to do that. Call, 570-290-8151, round the clock. Just call it anytime you want. It's voicemail. And I think I'm going to start doing something where I go on social media, probably Facebook mostly, and like ask a question, like maybe in advance, and give people like a week to respond to it, and then maybe include it in the actual episode. I don't know how it would work. I don't know if it would be successful or not. I might try to start doing that instead of like following up the next week. Might maybe like ask the question a week in advance and then have give people a week to call in. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. I'm toying with it. Anyway, you can call anytime you want. If you have something on your mind, you have some kind of question, you have some kind of comment or a suggestion, whatever, call me, 570-290-8151. I'll include it in a future episode, almost certainly. And if you want to send me an email, surfreportpod@gmail.com. All right. Thank you guys for everything. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great whenever you, if you're listening to this in the middle of the week, have a great week. Man, I don't care. I roll with it, baby. All right, we're at the end. I'll see you guys soon. Have a good one. Bye. Equal opportunity, flingers.